Hey, friends, and welcome to season 3 of A Meaningful Mess podcast. I'm so honored that you decided to listen, and I hope that you enjoy what you hear. I'm your host, Andy McNair, and I'm a wife, mom, blogger, author, and passionate educator that believes in today's learners. I'm so glad that you found the podcast, and I can't wait to share manageable and meaningful ideas for you to utilize in your classroom and beyond. My hope is that the ideas and strategies shared each week will help you find meaning in your mess. After you listen, please feel free to subscribe, rate, and share the podcast with anyone that you think might find it helpful. You can also connect with me over on my website at andymcnair.com, on Twitter at McNairAN3, and on Facebook and Instagram at A Meaningful Mess. Thanks for being here today. Let's get started. Welcome back to A Meaningful Mess podcast. You are listening to episode 42, and today we're going to be talking about adventure mindset. Now, I want to be clear, this is not a new idea. This is something I've really been kind of exploring through reading blog posts and listening to podcasts. I've kind of been obsessed with this idea and how it connects to education. And so I thought, why not jump on and record my thoughts? Recently, I wrote a blog post about this over on my website at andymcnair.com. You can always check it out just by visiting andymcnair.com and then click on Andy's blog. Look for the blog post titled Adventure Mindset. I'll also link to that blog post in the show notes. Okay, so let's get started. Like I said, I've been thinking recently about adventure mindset and how it connects to our current circumstances in education. And so as I've read blogs, as I've listened to podcasts, and I've considered my own mindset, I've come to the conclusion that this mindset is what so many of us need in order to move forward and innovate so that ultimately we're able to impact and engage today's learners. That's the goal, yes? We really want to not just impact our students in the classroom. Our goal is to impact them in a way that they're able to use the skills, strategies, and tools that they learn beyond the walls of the classroom. And we also want them to be engaged. That willingness to invest that we talk about so often on this podcast is so important right now and will be so important moving forward. So it's not a secret that I love words and I love to know what they mean and how they should be used. And so as I prepared for this blog post and this podcast, the first thing that I did was I looked up the word adventure so I could know if I'm going to talk about this word, I want to know exactly what we're talking about here. So adventure is defined as an unusual and exciting, typically hazardous, experience or activity. Now, when I read that definition, I immediately thought, like, that doesn't sound like a great idea. In fact, it was a little bit concerning. It was the word hazardous that was causing concern and kind of stirred up a little bit of anxiety. And so the reality is that word can stir up fear for those of us in education. We're not looking to be a part of a hazardous situation. And I would say that we even tend to prefer the antonyms to that word, such as safe and secure. However, as I continued to explore the words, I found out that hazardous actually means risky. And let's be honest, risky is what we need right now. So taking risks is a big part of adventure mindset, and it's a big part of being an educator for today's learners. It's through taking risks that we're going to be able to move the needle forward. So I want to make sure you catch this. It's the willingness to take risks and try new things that will create an educational experience that our learners actually invest in rather than one that they simply endure. I'm going to say that one more time. It's the willingness to take risks and try new things that will create an educational experience that our learners actually invest in rather than one they simply endure. We want so much more for them than for them to simply endure their educational experience. We want for it to do what we talked about at the beginning. We want it to have an impact. We want it to be engaging. We want it to be meaningful. And so words like adventure and hazardous are probably words that we should begin to use often. I want to make sure that I make it clear that I do think there's a difference between intentional risk-taking and haphazard risk-taking. If you've listened to me for some time, you know I'm a big fan of the word intentional, intentionality. I think that's so important right now. Intentional risks are thought out. And they're considered before moving forward. A lot of times, if we are taking an intentional risk, we may even think through the barriers and even plan for those barriers before moving forward. Haphazard risk-taking, on the other hand, is aimless and it's dependent on chance. That's definitely not what we're going for here. So as I began to kind of break down the adventure mindset in education and think about what do I think that boils down to, or what do I think it ultimately looks like, I immediately thought of the word beyond. And to be even more specific, I thought about the willingness to go beyond. And as I thought about that, I thought, you know, there's really three things that we in education have to be willing to move beyond in order to have this adventure mindset. I think we have to go beyond our circumstances. I think we have to think beyond our comfort zones, and we have to move beyond our assumptions. And so let's kind of talk about each one of those. I'm going to explain what I mean by these and talk about practically how do we do that? How do we go beyond these things as educators? What does that even look like? So there's a great quote, and it's anonymous. I don't know who said it, but it goes like this. Stop staring at mountains. Climb them instead. Yes, it's a harder process, but it will lead you to a better view. Man, I love that so much because it's great advice, right? Stop just looking at the mountains. It's not until you climb that mountain that you will get that amazing view. Oftentimes, our circumstances can be overwhelming, right? A lot of us are there right now and even seem impossible to overcome. However, if we are willing to look beyond the circumstances, right? If we can see past the mountain and beyond the obstacles, we see the finish line, the reward, the outcome of what we're trying to accomplish. It's only through climbing the mountain that we're going to see the view. So thinking about that, I think the next thing to consider are comfort zones. Comfort zones are nice and cozy, y'all. We don't usually like to leave those. It can be easy to become so comfortable that we don't want to move from that comfort zone. The problem with that is that it is beyond the comfort zone that innovative solutions and sustainable change reside. Going beyond our comfort zones allows us to find these things and so much more. It's simply a matter of considering what's comfortable, what's not, and how we can use both of those to create sustainable change. All right, and last but not least, assumptions. Assumptions can cause us as educators to miss opportunities. And I think that if we assume our students, like a perfect example of that, if we assume our students can't do something or won't do something, we might miss an opportunity for them to deeply understand content as a result of application. I think about Genius Hour, and I think about educators that I've talked to or people who visited my classroom and said things like, you know, man, I would love for my kids to learn this way. They just wouldn't be able to keep it under control. Or you know what? I don't think my kids could make the connections that your kids are making. Sure they could. If my kids can do it, your kids can do it. And so I think that's an assumption we oftentimes make. Another example would be if we assume we'll be told no, or that our idea won't be valuable, we might never share something that would have changed our campus or district for the better. I know that I really suffered from this when I was in the classroom. I would have an idea or I would do something in my classroom that was working. And sometimes sharing that beyond my classroom was difficult because I would make assumptions like, well, nobody else is going to have time for this, or nobody's going to want to hear this, when oftentimes just the opposite was true. So I would encourage you to consider a perspective beyond your assumptions. When you find yourself making an assumption, when you find yourself having those thoughts, ask yourself, but what if I'm wrong? Right? I love that idea of what if. And I think doing that, getting in the habit of catching yourself when it's an assumption and flipping it around and saying, but what if I'm wrong, is a really great way to kind of start to shift our mindsets. So let's talk about adventure. What's involved? How can we intentionally consider this mindset within our current circumstances? I told you guys, I really like that word, intentional. Okay, so another quote that I found was from John Augustus Shedd, and it says, "A ship in harbor is safe, but it is not what ships are built for." A ship in harbor is safe, but that is not what ships are built for. Let me make sure I get it right. What does this have to do with education? Well, I would say this. Lesson plans are safe, but that is not what teachers are built for. We are built to design meaningful learning experiences. Maybe worksheets are safe, but that is not what learners are built for. Learners are built to experience learning by doing. Do you see the difference? So I want to talk about six things that I think should be considered when you're preparing for and setting out on an adventure. When I think about, you know, people who go on adventures, maybe they're going to climb a mountain, maybe they're going scuba diving, maybe they're going zip lining, and you yourself may have been on several of these adventures. I think about just, you know, putting on the backpack, gearing up, getting ready to go, and kind of that adrenaline and that motivation that's there to go and do something that you've never done before, or go and do something that you're really passionate about. And I think that we as educators should feel that way about the work, but it can become so exhausting and so hard that I think we have to be really, we have to work really hard on our perspective, especially right now. So let's talk about these six things, and maybe you can use these as kind of a roadmap for your own adventure as you set out to explore this new educational landscape that we're kind of all figuring out. All right, number one, I think the first thing we have to do is identify our destination. It's always important to know where you're going, right? It would never be a good, well, sometimes it might be a good idea, but not always a good idea to just get in the car and take off and not know where you're going. So it's important to consider, where am I setting out to go and how am I going to get there? I think about, I've shared the story often of my son, Corey, driving. And when I talk about student-driven learning, I oftentimes will say, I didn't get in the car with Corey and say, okay, take off. I had to tell him where he was driving me to, what our goal was, where we were headed. And so I think that's important to acknowledge right out of the gate. Where are we setting out to go and how will we get there? So identify your destination. Number two, gather what you need to know. Being prepared with necessary information, tools, and strategies will ease anxiety and fear. Look, you're not going to know everything there is to know. That's not possible in the majority of situations. However, it a lot of times you can think through, hey, here is what I know I'm going to need. Here are the things I know I need to go out and get. Do you need to collaborate with a colleague? Do you need to listen to a podcast, find a blog post, register for professional learning? What is that going to look like in regards to your destination? So number one, identify your destination. Number two, gather what you need to know. Number three, we still haven't set out on the adventure yet. We're getting there. Number three is acknowledge possible barriers and failures. While it isn't always possible to identify and predict all of the barriers and all of the failures that could lie ahead, being prepared for some of them, I think will help us feel better prepared and ready to overcome. You know, a lot of times a barrier can pop up out of nowhere, and that's one thing. But if you haven't at least prepared for some of them, that's going to get overwhelming and you're going to want to quit. So be intentional about thinking through, hey, what are some things that I know could get in my way as I set out on this adventure? What are some things that I know are going to come up and how am I going to overcome that? What might go wrong? How will we overcome that barrier? And what support will we need moving forward? All right, so identify your destination, gather what you need to know, acknowledge possible barriers and failures. And number four is now we're moving forward. Take the first step. This is big. Considering an adventure and actually going on an adventure, those are two different things, right? We can sit around and think about doing really cool things in our classroom. We can sit around and think about how nice it would be to shift from just writing lesson plans to designing experiences that leave an impression on our learners. But it's when we begin to take that first step that it feels like something is happening, right? We've put the backpack on, we are, you know, opening the door and headed out on that great adventure that's waiting for us. So how will you find the courage to begin? What does that look like for you? So number one, identify your destination, gather what you need to know, acknowledge possible barriers and failures, and take the first step. All right, we have two more to go. Number five, take risks and focus on growth. As the adventure begins and continues, it's important to focus on intentional risk-taking and growth. Focusing on goals can be overwhelming right now. It's not always a bad idea, but it can be overwhelming when instead we could really look at those small wins, right? Find those small wins and acknowledge progress when it's achieved. What is the risk? Ask yourself, what is the risk in this experience? What impact will it have on me as the educator? And what impact will it have on my learners? I think those are good questions to ask and important. And I think focusing on those small wins can really help us see that even if I'm not meeting my goal as quickly as I had hoped, I am making progress toward that goal. And sometimes it's that progress that gives us the motivation we need to keep going. All right, so identify your destination, gather what you need to know, acknowledge possible barriers and failures, take the first step, take risks and focus on growth, and last but not least, make purposeful reflection a priority. Reflection is always a good idea. Knowing what you've done and how it went is what allows us to make decisions moving forward, right? So often, I think when we go on vacation or we do something really fun that we've been looking forward to, you know, it's those times in the car when you can't quit talking about it. Like, remember when this happened? Oh my gosh, did you not love that one moment on the zip line when we got to see this? But, you know, it's that purposeful reflection of what went well, what didn't go well, and how has it changed your perspective? Those questions are important, I think, with any adventure, because if we just have the adventure and never reflect on it to consider what did we learn from that and how has it changed us as a person, or as we talk about this mindset within education, how has it changed us as an educator? I think we miss a big opportunity. So reflection, 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 always a good idea. All right, let's go over these one more time. I'm just going to make sure you remember them. Identify your destination, gather what you need to know, acknowledge possible barriers and failures, take the first step, take risks and focus on growth, and make purposeful reflection a priority. So adventure mindset, it works, doesn't it? Seeing our current circumstances as an adventure rather than a challenge changes everything. It has the potential to impact us as educators as well as our learners. So as we prepare to climb this difficult mountain together, let's remember it's going to be hard. But the reality is it will lead us to a much better view. So I want to say thank you so much for listening to this episode of the podcast. This adventure mindset idea is something I've kind of been obsessed with and really couldn't wait to record this episode. So there may be future episodes on this idea that just kind of support this willingness to take risks and willingness to see things from this different perspective that I think is going to be so important moving forward as we continue to create sustainable change in education for generations to come. So a couple of things I want to make sure that I share. One of the things is that, so during the day, I work at ESC Region 12. I'm a digital innovation specialist, and adventure mindset is actually going to be the theme for our Transform Ed conference that is happening in June. I absolutely cannot wait. It's going to be so cool. I'll share more details soon, but today I just want to tell you, if Transform Ed is something that sounds interesting to you, it's a two-day conference where we really focus on you kind of blazing your own trail, right? And figuring out, what do I as an educator want to learn? What do I need from this experience? And how am I going to learn and then what connections can I make to my own classroom? We are really intentional about giving you time to figure out what does it mean for you moving forward. So Transform Ed, definitely something you want to check out. I will put the link to register for that conference or just to kind of look it up, read about it, check it out. I'll put the link to that over, it'll be in the show notes. And then I'll also put the link to the Adventure Mindset blog post as well, so you guys can check that out. So again, thank you so much for joining me today. Remember to really focus on, I love that quote, right? A ship in harbor is safe, but that is not what ships are built for. So spend some time asking yourself, what was I as an educator built for? And how am I going to move the needle forward? Remember, it's the willingness to take risks and try new things that will create an educational experience that our learners actually invest in rather than one that they simply endure. All right, you guys have a great week. I'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to learn with me today. I absolutely love this community and enjoy sharing and learning with you. Check out today's episode notes by swiping up in most podcast apps. If you'd like to learn and connect more, you can follow me over on Twitter at McNairAN3, and you can find me on Instagram and Facebook at A Meaningful Mess. You can always find tons of resources, inspiration, and information over on my website, andymcnair.com. Be sure to check out my blog, Genius Hour resources, and so much more. Enjoy the rest of your day, and as always, I hope that today's episode has inspired you to find meaning in your mess.